Rokan Show with Anna DeBlasis right here on 720 WGN. A lot going on the little planet Earth here. Don't forget, after 6:15, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Paul McCartney. One-on-one tour, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, Tinley Park, newly added show, 26th of July. And tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. LiveNation.com. But there's a special pre-sale today for you listening to us right now. Use the password one-on-one today until 10 a.m. tomorrow to get your tickets at LiveNation.com. How about that? But that's like
sounds great.
A little sneaky kind of thing going on there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A.B. Stoddard is joining us from Real Clear Politics. She's in Washington, D.C., and she's been watching all this hilarity today. This is A.B., just when you think. Just when you think. It can't get any weirder. A president sits down with Lester Holt from NBC News and gives him a wide-ranging interview. And in this wide-ranging interview, he talks about everything, including why he fired James Comey. He was pretty brutal in his description of James Comey. I'm a little surprised by how, you know, absolute, I guess, stupid of me to be surprised by the president being an absolutist about it. But, you know, he basically said that James Comey is a showboat and a bad guy and shouldn't be the FBI director. He wants to find somebody spectacular for the FBI.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that the staff was sent out on Tuesday night to basically say that it was all Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's, Stein's idea. And then he got upset, and the staff was trying to walk it back. And, you know, Trump's mad at them that they haven't handled the whole kind of, you know, they don't have like a press plan to respond to his impulsive decision. And then they're trying to walk it back and say something that sounds credible. And then he goes out and basically sort of throws his whole team under the bus and says, I was always going to fire him.
All those other messaging points, forget about those.
Right. What everyone's been saying, this man has the most sterling credentials, you know. So it's been an interesting week. And the way that the president talks about Comey is so revealing. You know, he says he's a showboater, meaning he goes to, you know, he goes to hearings and answers questions. And he just has no problem, you know, making it clear that the next person has to hide and be quote unquote loyal and cannot be quote unquote his own man. It's just fascinating.
Yeah. And the other part too, that gets me today, I got a lot that got me today. I've not been able to recover from the fact that that Donald Trump had pictures taken in the Oval Office with the Russian ambassador and the Russian foreign minister. They didn't allow American press into the room, and then he's like smiling while he's shaking and almost hugging the ambassador of Russia, who's the guy that's everybody says is the master spy chief in North America, and is the reason that two of his appointees have one had to recuse himself and one had to get fired. I mean, what? And then the Russians totally duped him, tricked him, as a matter of fact, the Brookings Institute says, tricked him by releasing then the photographs of him. Now there's like a half dozen photographs out on the web of him, like, you know, playing patty cake with the Russians in the Oval Office yesterday, right before he fires his FBI director for the Russian investigation. I don't get it.
Yeah, look, you know, one could argue if you were on the Trump foreign policy team or national security team that he is working up a new relationship with Russia. He's doing his own reset, and he has reasons to, you know, give them what they've always wanted, which is the Oval Office visits, put them on the same level as other powers, take pictures, et cetera. But the idea that the White House staff would then admit later, the Russians tricked us, we're so mad, they lied to us, and they didn't. I think if I'm correct, the Kislyak's presence, the ambassador, apparently wasn't in the readout.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So they're surprised not only that the Russian press that was allowed in when the U.S. press wasn't allowed in took photos and shared them on the internet, but then that Kislyak was revealed as well. This is the kind of thing when these leaks come out from the White House staff that Trump is surprised that this kind of thing happens, or his team is surprised that this kind of thing happens. They couldn't believe the Russians would be such schemers. Or 36 hours ago, they were surprised by the firestorm because Trump thought that it really wouldn't be that bad when he fired Comey, and some Democrats would even agree with it. This is the kind of thing when they are that surprised by his actions and their sort of lack of a prepared response. This is the kind of thing that scares Republicans on the Hill the most.
Well, should they also be afraid of this? Because the president, in his sit-down interview with Lester Holt, did say that he had meetings with Comey at Comey's behest to talk about keeping his job, Comey to keeping his job, and that Trump, in those meetings, asked him if he was under investigation. I mean,
the way that Trump talks about this kind of stuff, it's almost as if he doesn't know that he is not allowed to ask, am I under investigation? An FBI director is not allowed to tell a U.S. president anything, yes or no. No confirmation, no exoneration, nothing. And you're not allowed to ask for a preview of an FBI director's testimony, which is one of the things they were mad at Comey about, again, leaked by White House staff, that he wanted to know what he was going to say in hearings. Then he didn't like what he said in hearings. He didn't like that he was his own man. It's really almost as if Donald Trump doesn't understand that the FBI has to be independent, that any kind of intervention is considered tampering with an investigation, is potentially obstruction of justice, and therefore an impeachable offense. There's a Daily Beast piece out also that his team around him has to hold him back from contacting Mike Flynn, because that's witness tampering. He wants to call his friend Mike Flynn. He feels so badly about all the bad, rough and tumble coverage and the subpoenas and everything. The staff is holding President Trump back from reaching out to Michael Flynn. I mean, it's almost as if he's not aware of the constraints and the rules that he's under.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not almost as if. He isn't. I'm just going to clear that up for you. If you have any doubt in your mind, he clearly isn't.
Well, isn't there some question, right? Either he knows them and then he doesn't care, or does he not know them? I think these are the questions people have.
Yeah, I suppose you could ask that question. But my sense is that this is all very, very, very new to him. And he doesn't care. And he just figures that, listen, I'm president. I won. Why does people keep telling me I didn't win? I won. And I think that's what it sort of boils down to.
AB, can I ask you another question? There were so many reasons given for why Comey was fired, and we can go through all of them, but I think people have heard them. If you, from what you know and when it all comes down to it, what do you think was the reason?
Well, there are a series of reasons that have been leaked by his own team, and that's the most remarkable thing that, your listeners need to focus on, which is that this man has people around him who continue to tell everything to the press day in and day out. I don't know why they do it, but they're doing it. So all of this, Wall Street Journal, Politico, Axios, New York Times, Washington Post, this has all been coming out that he, A, was mad that Comey did not back up his wiretap tweets in his testimony. He was mad Comey would not provide a preview of his testimony to the White House. He tried to ask the FBI, or his team did, to prioritize the leak investigation over the Russia investigation. There are many reasons that he decided he was a showboater, not a team player, not loyal, and too independent. And that's all been revealed through the reporting of the outlets I just mentioned, and reasons for his firing. He would watch cable news coverage anytime there was a hearing, whether it's Sally Yates or Comey. He would become incensed that Comey refused to exonerate him in public by saying there are no ties from Trump or his team to Russia. He's totally focused on this Russia story. And apparently screams at the television when it's on. Mm. So they have revealed that the decision was based entirely on the Russia story and has nothing to do with the treatment of Uma Abedin or Hillary Clinton.
Right. Well, that part's clear.
He told Lester Holt, too. We'll be able to play the audio in about an hour from this, or a little less than an hour. But right now it's still exclusive to NBC. But he told NBC that he doesn't care about the optics of this. He was asked about the optics of meeting with the Russians the day after he fires Comey. Mm-hmm. And he says, what do I care about the optics? Well, yes, he obviously cares about the optics all day long, right? I mean, that's what you're referring to here.
Well, he does care.
He cares about how he's being portrayed and the optics of it. And I don't think anybody stopped to think about, it would have made a little bit more sense. You're going to fire Comey. You wait for him to get back from Los Angeles. You have the Russians coming over the next day. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess either way, it's bad, right? Because if he meets with the Russians and fires Comey, that's not good either. but it's like maybe or wait a week. You know, does it really matter? Does it really matter?
I don't know. He does care about the optics. About an hour ago, he tweeted out more pictures of him side by side with the Russian foreign minister and then the foreign minister of the Ukraine explaining how. Let's make peace together was his tweet from 56 minutes ago.
Right. But that's not that. But was that the conversation that was being had yesterday? And what AB is talking about here, this is a very important point, and we'll have to leave it at this. But Ambassador Kislyak was there and he was not part of the delegation that was supposed to go into the Oval Office, according, it was not said to the press that he was going to be part of it. And then he was, as you just pointed out, not in the readout, which is not in the where they send you a script of what was said inside mm-hmm. the room. Whatever he's maybe he said nothing, but he was never part of it. And then he leaves the room and then all of a sudden a picture of him. Goes, hey, was that guy in there? And he's the centerpiece of all of this. And the other thing too that really got me was when the foreign minister yesterday was making fun of the fact mm-hmm. that Comey had been fired by the president the night before. Mm-hmm. You know, the Russian foreign minister sort of mocking us and our democracy and the press and you know, because this is the way they do it. The Russian people don't get to really have a say in terms of things like that. We in the United States believe we should have a say in it. We did, and I think we still might. But I mean, it's like
It's baffling.
The Russia thing is so fascinating because you're right. He does care about certain optics, but he also acts on emotion. So he acted on emotion with Comey, apparently, who's described as a white hot rage. And then he didn't have a plan to replace him, have a smooth landing, you know, offer him a chance to resign or whatever you do when you want to avoid a high profile explosion. And so he cares about the optics, but then he acts on emotion, but then he doesn't care about the optics of the Russia stuff. But then he tweeted Rosie O'Donnell today. Mm.
Yes.
Yep.
So
yeah.
I don't know, you know, I just don't know what, I don't know what his perception of the optics is at any given moment. He just doesn't like the Russia story and he wants it to go away. And he thinks it, you know, undermines his electoral college victory and his win. And he, according to his own staff, is truly sort of obsessed.
Well, that's what he told NBC, too. I mean, he was very specific with NBC that this whole thing is really about an excuse for why the Hillary Clinton campaign lost. I mean, he's been saying that the whole time, but I mean, he was, you know, he articulated right. Even more deeply today. All right, A.B. Stoddard. A.B., thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Real Clear
AB.
Politics.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us tonight from Washington, D.C.